The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, with Anton Lesser as Marcus Didius Falco.
Attius Pertinax is my ex-husband.
Attius Pertinax is your ex-husband?
I felt sick.
Now you think it's me.
What's you?
I had a lot to think about.
That's why your father didn't like me talking about him, and why we weren't allowed on his boat. He must be stuffed to the gunwales with stolen ingots.
Answer my question.
What question? He'd know your dad's magistrate buddy. He'd know Socia was hiding the ingot he'd lost. He arranged to have her kidnapped.
You don't know that for certain.
I do. When I put a stop to it, he had me arrested.
And I'm his wife. You must think I'm implicated.
Ex-wife. Anyway, you're too straight.
You don't see it yet, do you? The two names in that letter for the Emperor have to be Pertinax.
Yes, of course.
And Domitian.
Vespasian's son.
Keep up, Falco. I told you that's what Pertinax and his conspirators were plotting.
To use Domitian as a figurehead, yes, but...
That's why my uncle wouldn't tell us whose names they were.
Domitian?
The Emperor's wayward younger son in a plot to oust his father. No wonder they wanted to keep it secret.
So how long ago did you work all this out?
When the captain of my ex-husband's ship refused to carry us, we'd parted on good terms.
Oh, had they?
It was such a spiteful thing to do.
There's more, isn't there?
Is there?
How close is your ex-husband to your uncle Publius?
My uncle can't know about this.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
So what are his views on Vespasian?
He's a businessman. He wants stability.
What line did he take in the discussion about Domitian?
He wasn't even there. Why are you hounding my uncle?
I have to.
But he's Socia's father.
Exactly.
No one in our family would harm that child, let alone her own father.
What about your father?
Now you're being ridiculous.
Pertinax was his son-in-law.
He never liked him much.
What about the guy who owned the warehouse in Knapp Lane where Socia was killed?
I know him slightly. Socia and I visited the warehouse.
Oh, did you? Why?
He had no son. He adopted an heir.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
My ex-husband.
Attius Pertinax. Again.
I suppose you searched the warehouse?
You suppose right.
Empty?
By the time we got there.
I don't believe Attius Pertinax is capable of murder.
If you say so, lady.
I do say so. You trust your judgment.
Trust yours?
But you don't trust me.
I value your opinion. I need it. But in this case, for Socia's sake, I don't know if I can trust anyone.
Will you tell me how she died? They wouldn't...
She was stabbed. With a pen.
Pen.
She must have disturbed someone she recognized while he was writing.
Oh, Socia. Where were you?
Unconscious in a laundry.
And were you her lover? Answer me, Falco. I'm paying you.
No.
Did you want to be? I see. You had the chance. I know you did. She... Why not, then?
Had she lived, someone else would have brought Socia to disillusion. I didn't want it to be me.
Oh.
It's cold. I'm going in. I better see you up to your room.
I waited. She was crying.
Yes. Thank you, Falco.
No, that's all.
And happy birthday.
And then she kissed me on the cheek, and I flinched.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Don't apologise, lady. Gladiators get this all the time. If that was what I wanted, I'd made it clear a long time ago.
I'm sorry.
For heaven's sake, stop looking at me like that.
So then I kissed her on the mouth, and she flinched.
That wasn't what I...
I'd been wanting to all evening. It was the emptiest gesture of my life. We were both distraught. But it was me who walked away. Oh, I went up to her room later, of course, to make sure she was safe. I gave her a special knock. Normally she came at once.
Helena?
This time she didn't come at all.
Lady?
I wanted to tell her I was sorry. But it was too late for that.
All packed up, ready to go.
We will both be happier if we end our contract now.
Lady, I'll finish what I began.
I won't pay you.
Fine.
Consider your contract ended. Mine isn't.
And that was the last time we spoke until we got to Rome. Naturally, we got stuck in the traffic at the Ostia Gate.
Can you see what the hold-up is?
The usual. The delivery carts waiting to enter a curfew. And it looks like a wagon of wine has shed its load.
It could be some time, then.
You'll be free of me soon enough.
My father and Uncle Gaius had a bet. He reckoned I'd dismiss you in a half. Father thought you'd leave in one.
What are they like?
Shall we prove them wrong?
Don't waste their stake money. Things moving now.
I don't want to go home. I wish I was back in Britain.
Great Neptune. The sea crossing's addled your brains. You'll have to do something about that. Let me take you up the embankment and show you Rome.
So this is the original city wall. What a view.
I love it. You can't want to be back in Britain now.
When I can stand here and count the seven hills.
And smell the supper cooking.
Hear all the noises of Rome. All those Romans.
And somewhere among them, Cersei's murderer.
And the conspirators.
I'll find them. Now I'm back in Rome, I can do anything.
You did quite a lot in Britain.
Well, I did my best.
I know.
So, you're really cured of your temporary insanity when you see all this?
No, I don't want to go back. Oh, I shall miss you, of course.
Oh, yes. Like a blister when the pain stops.
Exactly.
Some of my ladies asked to see me again.
Why? Do you cheat them so blatantly when you send your bill?
Only if I want to see them again.
I'll warn my accountant.
So, have your father and uncle lost their bet?
Maybe.
You got a bit more colour in your cheeks now.
There's a lot of wind in my hair.
We should be on our way. Don't want your family thinking you've been kidnapped, too.
I shouldn't make these jokes. They always backfire on me. Elena's family weren't the only ones who were waiting for us.
Oh, you would, would you? I don't think so, Sunshine. I went through a lot of trouble to get that.
Oh, oh, what's going on?
I've got it.
No. Came out of nowhere.
And gone back there, I'm afraid. Evening, Senator. Sorry about that. Not quite the homecoming I planned for your daughter.
Don't be silly. I don't know how to thank you. Another attack on my family. I can't believe it.
I don't think it was me they were after. Falco, the letter for the Emperor.
Oh, yes, I got that.
What letter? For Vespasian?
From Uncle Gaius.
Don't worry, sir. He can write again. Not that he needs to.
We know what it says, Father.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, that can be replaced.
Did they take something else?
It doesn't matter.
It does. What else did they take?
Cersei's jet bracelet.
The one I gave her.
Yes. And the one she gave me.
When I finally did get back to my apartment, I discovered Smaragdus, my disreputable landlord, had taken advantage of my absence to sublet it to a wine waiter. Soon got rid of him.
Oi, you! Out!
Still, it wasn't all bad. Petronius turned up with an amphora of Campanian red to greet me.
Rough, was it? Rough.
Helena Justina visited me next morning. It was rather embarrassing.
Oh, back to normal, I see.
I wasn't expecting
you. Half asleep with a girl on your lap and a wine cup in your hand. A bit early, isn't it, even for you?
Oh, this is Marcia, the only woman in my life.
You're pretty. Can I sit on your lap?
No, Marcia.
Of course. Come here, sweetheart.
Well, there's really no need.
Marcia, so she would be your...
niece.
The child your brother Festus never knew he had.
My daddy. He was brave.
How did you know that?
Oh, your mother told Sosia and she told me.
Can I have your earrings?
Marcia, leave Lady alone. We have business to discuss. At least I presume we do.
They won't come off, I'm afraid. But you can have my scarf to dress up your doll.
Thank you.
And yes, Falco, I do have a message for you. My parents are dining at the palace tomorrow night. You're invited.
We'll eat with the Emperor. I'm a Republican.
Don't be ridiculous. It's a free meal, and one of your employers has come home from abroad specially to meet you.
One of them? What employers? I thought I was working for your father.
Turn up and find out.
If there's more than one, I want double rates.
In your dreams. Wear a toga, bring a dinner napkin, and you might even invest in a shave. Tomorrow, Falco. Goodbye, Marcia. Try and tidy your uncle up for me, will you?
I will.
I don't need a small child.
That lady's lovely.
She's never been lovely to me.
Oh, Uncle Marcus, I bet she has.
You've had your hair cut.
You told me to get a shave.
It's customary to visit a barber, not a sheep shearer.
Don't you like it?
No, I preferred you with curls.
And I preferred you without.
It's fashionable. I'm sorry if you feel I'm not fit to be seen with.
I didn't say that. You look like a sea nymph.
A naiad. I suppose that's a compliment.
It is. I wouldn't go strolling on the beach tonight. Neptune might want you back.
Oh, he'd get a punch in the fins with his trident. You're both looking gorgeous. Let's go and give the Emperor a treat.
Vespasian gave very old-fashioned banquets. All the waitresses kept their clothes on and no one got poisoned. I still disapproved. I kept thinking what it must be costing. Judging by his face, so was Vespasian. Still, when in Rome, I was halfway through a lobster when we got the summons.
Excuse me, sir, my lady. Could you come with me?
We were whisked away, tidied up, made presentable. Someone took the lobster claw off me, and then shown into an inner sanctum. A curtain dropped, muffling the noise outside. A young man, about my age, though a good deal fitter, rose from a purple chair to greet us. I'd seen his face before, on statues, all over Rome.
Come in. Make yourselves comfortable. Falco, let me congratulate you on your efforts in the north.
This was Vespasian's son, Titus. I was working for the Emperor. And his son.
Helena Justina? My father asked me to see you informally. He thought a public audience might be dangerous.
Who for?
I'm sure he was right, sir.
The news that some of the stolen ingots contained no silver has got back to the Praetorian Guard.
Oh, I bet they were interested.
I'm sure you can count on their loyalty, sir.
Indeed.
But while the conspirators are still at large...
Let me bring you up to date on that. We arrested Attius Pertinax this morning.
Oh?
We had to find out who else was involved, so we put him in the Mamertine jail. He had a visitor, who we don't know. Quite against the rules. Half an hour later, the guards found him strangled.
Oh. Helena.
Helena Justina, I have to ask you this. Did you and Pertinax remain on good terms?
On no terms at all.
Are you mentioned in his will?
No. He was generous to me when we divided our property, then he made a new will.
He discussed it with you?
No, but my uncle Publius was one of the witnesses.
Have you spoken to Pertinax since your return from Britain?
No.
Not when you went to his house today?
I knew she'd do something stupid like that.
His people told me he wasn't there.
Is he being strangled in the Mamertine?
He wasn't there when you went either.
Falco?
No. He was on the case. I wanted to get there before my lady to preempt any unpleasantness.
Very loyal. The Pertinax will has a codicil written yesterday with new witnesses. And we need an explanation.
I know nothing about it.
Is this necessary?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, sir, but a woman summoned to the law courts may ask a friend to speak for her.
Well, as her friend in court, let me tell you, your client's ex-husband has left her a rather unusual bequest. The contents of a pepper warehouse in Knapp Lane.
Knapp Lane? But that's...
Why do you think he did that, sir?
I've no idea. Our search yielded nothing, except a pantry of spices and enough perfume for the lady to bathe like Cleopatra every day of her life.
I don't understand. Why did he leave me anything?
Attius Pertinax had no other family.
You think he still had feelings for me?
Maybe. My father wants your legacy to stand. You've helped her so much.
She can help more.
Can I?
Tell him about the man who came to your husband's house. The one we discussed at Massilia? That cursed inn. She didn't react. Just told Titus the whole story. There was something I needed to ask him. Do you think your brother might have been coerced?
No material evidence implicates Domitian.
There are rumours.
There are always rumours. As for my brother Domitian, he nearly died in the Civil War. They burnt the Temple of Jupiter over his head. He found himself alone representing the Emperor. He was 18. Of course he made foolish choices. I will not condemn my brother for being young.
Neither of us dared say anything after that, whatever we thought about Domitian.
My father has asked the Senate to award him a ceremonial triumph. We shall celebrate the capture of Jerusalem in the grandest procession Rome has ever seen. It will be our gift to the city.
You and your brother must appear together. An emperor with two grown-up sons offers stability.
But you...
Neither the Praetorian Guard nor my brother will oppose my father now. And I have the names of the conspirators. I'm inclined to let sleeping dogs lie.
But you can't.
Falco.
We can't let these traitors go. They hold a hoard of imperial silver, which your father needs.
Maybe. But...
And they murdered a girl. A bright, golden, loyal 16-year-old called Socia Camelina.
All right. Here's the deal. Leave my brother out of it. But find the silver. Find the murderer of that innocent young girl and find the man who planned it all.
Gladly, but how can I leave Domitian out of it?
You must.
Leave Domitian out of what?
Guess who? Domitian. Titus Caesar's younger brother, the imperial playboy who was implicated in our plot.
Sorry. Am I interrupting affairs of state? Is that what I'm being left out of? As usual.
You misheard us, brother. This is Falco, a relative of a decurion of mine in Judea. Didius Festus?
Oh, yes. You were always talking about him.
Now I was the stupid brother. Of course. That's why I'd got the job. They trusted Festus, so they trusted me.
Sort of man he hopes I'll be when I grow up.
And now Domitian.
Thought very highly of him, as you see.
Now Titus was handing me a sack of coin I could hardly lift.
My personal gift to your mother, Falco. A small compensation for the support she has lost. Festus was irreplaceable to both of us.
You knew him?
He was one of my soldiers. I try to know them all.
We're both lucky, Falco, to have brothers with such well-earned reputations. Even if it is a rather hard act to follow.
Domitian. Tell your mother to be proud, Falco.
Thank you, sir, I will.
Going already? Is no one going to introduce me to the lovely lady?
Certainly. She's the ex-wife of a dead aedile called Attius Pertinax. Maybe he knew him.
That was quite an evening.
I'll say. And I don't think it's over.
My lady! Your gallant protector hurried you away so quickly, I had no time to assure your safe passage home.
I'm accustomed to looking after my own interests.
Well, at least let me call a chair for you. Or perhaps you might allow me to escort you myself.
There's no need. Falco is taking me home. You didn't mind me asking?
Of course not. I wouldn't feel safe getting into a carrying chair with Domitian on my own.
Tell me more about this brother of yours. He sounds like quite a... What's the matter?
I think we're being followed. Surprise, surprise.
What should we do?
Get out and dive into the nearest doorway. So we did. Pity it was the entrance to a brothel.
What do you think the monkey's for?
I dread to think. We need to get out.
Bang on my tambourine, Centurion.
I'm afraid he's already taken.
A threesome.
Oh, gracious Venus.
It'll cost you...
How much?
Lady.
2 gold pieces. 4 if you bring your own girl.
Oh, I see. Corkage.
Oi, have you not paid?
We're still being followed. Come on.
It's just getting interesting.
Too interesting.
We made our excuses and left.
Pity we missed the floor show. We never did find out what they did with the monkey. Yeah,
just as well.
So what next?
We need to shake them off. If they don't get us, some passing mugger...
Right, hand over your jewellery, lady.
Do what he says, he's armed.
He is. The necklace and the bracelets, too.
Who's that? Stop, Dave!
Petronius, in the right place for once.
Did you get anything?
No, I was just taking my jewellery off.
You hadn't even noticed my sack of gold.
What were you doing with a sack of gold? And who's the cutie?
Watch it. She's a senator's daughter.
And it's time I was getting back to him.
I'll take you.
Back off, sunshine. The princess is with me. He could take this bag of gold to my mother.
So how are we going to get home?
I told you. Hitch a ride.
On reflection, a garden rubbish cart going in completely the wrong direction wasn't the ideal choice, but we had to get away.
It's all starting to make sense now.
Why we're being followed?
Yes. The silver pigs must be in the warehouse at Knapp Lane that Attius left me. When he knew his name was on the letter to the Emperor.
Oh, that must have been a nasty moment.
He wrote the codicil in case he was betrayed by his collaborators.
To deprive them of their funds in revenge.
What did he imagine I would do with the Ingots?
Give them back to the Emperor.
Do you think Domitian sent these men after us?
Seems likely. We don't know how long he was lurking behind that curtain. With that and his keenness to see you home.
We must be at the stable. What do we do now?
Wait till the driver's gone and start walking.
Wouldn't it be better to wait till dawn?
Bed down with a horse?
Better than a monkey.
We bedded down with the horse. Not quite the setting I had in mind for my first night with Helena. She diplomatically fell asleep. I lay there, breathing in her perfume. When I was about to drop off myself, I very gently kissed her forehead.
Falco?
I thought you were asleep.
Am I going to find a good night kiss on your bill?
No, that's free. Special offer.
How often does this happen?
Not often enough.
Pity. Sorry.
No, you're not. No. Helena Justina.
What's the matter?
We're embarrassing the horse. And I gave up seducing women.
You're not seducing me. I'm seducing you.
And what happened next? No one will ever know except me, the senator's daughter, and the gardener's horse. It was 2 hours before morning. Rome lay asleep. Helena? Nothing to say.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Which told me more than I needed to know about Pertinax. I imagine so. Which told her more than she needed to know about me. I learned a lot about women last night.
I learned a lot about myself.
Like studying a foreign language. You pick up the basics and a terrible accent that just about gets you understood and then... Suddenly...
Don't, Falco.
Can't you call me Marcus now, at least?
We found a comforting way to pass the night.
More than that.
For me, maybe, but for you... Every case a girl, every new case a new girl.
You are not just some girl in a case.
You don't need to pretend.
I'm not. Helena, Justina, what can I do? If I said I loved you, it would be a tragedy for both of us. You are beyond my reach and I am beneath your dignity.
Two ranks below. Not illegal, but not allowed either. You're right.
We will do what we must, but don't doubt me. I wanted you badly. I'd wanted you for a long time.
As much as I wanted you?
Yes. Now.
Now?
Now I want you again. Next day... is a bit of a haze. I took Helena home. I tried to buy my girl some of her favourite perfume.
How much is Malabathron?
Ye gods!
I got my silver nugget made into a ring for her. I met Helena's father at the gym.
We need to search Knapp Lane. My daughter will have access very soon.
Helena mustn't go there alone.
Of course not. I worry about my daughter.
The horse had talked.
I made a bad mistake over Pertinax.
She has very high standards.
Usually.
She always seems to know what she wants.
Was he trying to tell me something? I had enough problems with my own family.
And the whole family are going to the Triumph tomorrow, and no, that includes you.
I'll try, but I...
Good afternoon. My name is Helena Justina. I'm a client of Falco's.
And I'm his mother.
I thought you must be. You once took care of my cousin Sosia. I'm so glad of this opportunity to thank you.
Right. Well, I'm sure you two have a lot to discuss.
Yes. There's your bill, for a start.
Elena.
What on earth are debatable items, and why do they cost so much?
Never mind about them.
Business before pleasure. Will you come with me to the warehouse in Knapp Lane tomorrow?
Gladly. After the triumph?
Fine. That's all I came for, really.
Was it? She transformed my day. Of course it couldn't last. Mum came back.
So she's the one, is she? Do I start baking saffron cakes or throw on a black veil and wail at Juno's temple?
She's a senator's daughter. There's nothing I can do.
I don't think it's going to be up to you.
What did she mean by that? I went after her to ask. But Lenya the laundress, my landlord Smaractus's bit of stuff, ambushed me in her laundry. She had startling news.
I'm getting married.
Oh?
To Smaractus. So I've been tidying up. Do you want that or not?
It was the original silver pig. The start of all the trouble. The one Sosia had in her bank box. We'd hidden it in Lenya's urine vat. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, what's this?
It was a wax tablet tied to it.
One of your laundry lists gone astray.
She left you a note. I told you.
A note?
Sosia Camelina saw one of the men who abducted her coming out of a house she knew. She said she told you.
Upstairs? The note was upstairs.
Oh, she must have left another one when I let her pee in the bag.
That was months ago.
What's the difference? You've got it now.
Yes, I'd got it now. Formal enough to be presented in evidence, Sosia had left a list of conspirators. All but one. There was a gap, where she'd written something and then pulled the flat end of her stylus back to delete it. I told Elena there was no one I could trust. I was right. Who was so close to Sosia that she couldn't bring herself to betray them?
In The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, Falco was played by Anton Lesser, Helena by Fritha Goody, Petronius by Ben Crowe, Decimus by Robert Lister, and Titus by Jonathan Keeble. Declan Wilson played Domitian, Francis Jeter, Falco's mother, Gillian Goodman, Lenya, and Helen Monks, Marcia. The Silver Pigs was dramatised by Mary Cutler and directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.